And I felt a little bit like I was falling in love with him. I sort of thought he looked a bit like Clark Kent sometimes. And with this dark black hair and a little curl on his forehead. And I remember coming back and saying this to Bodhi Vajra actually, and him saying, well, that's really appropriate for Amitabha, you know, this red colour. Amitabha is very much associated with attraction and fascination. We're drawn to do the beauty of, maybe not of Clark Kent, something beyond the mundane. What does the mundane mean? I don't know, beyond. When I look at that picture, I don't just see this flat image of colours or of paint. It's almost like I go into a window and look into this world of richness, of beauty, and that I want to move towards. So whether I was meditating at my shrine or doing pujas, there was always this picture. Felt like there was this subtle glow emanating from it that I just wanted to sit in front of, to witness that, be part, be in dialogue with that, be in communication with that in some way. So this quality of fascination and love started to come out for me. That solitary retreat really cemented my connection with Amitabha, and I started to become more interested in other symbols and imagery. Amitabha is head of the lotus family. Tara, green Tara, who I mentioned earlier, is also part of the lotus family. So that pleased me, that these two figures that I have a connection with are connected in this way. Green Tara is also part of the Karma family, the same family as Amoghasiddhi, so she's versatile. And also, Green Tara and Amitabha are connected by another Buddhist figure that some of you may be familiar with, called Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara is the Bodhisattva compassion, and in one story, Avalokiteshvara feels the suffering of the world, and that brings tears to his eyes, which fall into a pool, and from that pool, Green Tara is born. Also in the story, in a similar myth, Avalokiteshvara has 11 heads, looking in all of these directions, and at the top is Amitabha's head. So I think of Amitabha almost as a grandfather figure, Avalokiteshvara as the father, as the daughter. So we've got this almost family in the lotus family. And because some of my friends have a strong connection with Avalokiteshvara, my preceptor who ordained me and gave me my name, which I'll say a bit about later, one of her practices is Avalokiteshvara. And also one of my Kalyana Mitras, my spiritual friends, her practice is Avalokiteshvara as well. All of these things feed in together to allow this connection to strengthen, to feel more resonant and true for me. These different Buddhist figures are grouped together in different ways. And actually, depending on which Buddhist tradition you look into, they might kind of move around. They might change colour. But it's very important to me, his red colour. That feels very, very relevant and essential with that sense of love, of fascination, of passion, of vibrancy, of blood. Those of you who know me know I'm quite interested in the menstrual cycle. I don't think that's a traditional association with Amitabha, but this does have a real importance to me, this vital lifeblood within us, and also this spiritual practice of becoming more aware of our bodies and the cycles within them. This is a picture of a chakra I found on the internet, and this is actually an interpretive drawing of the root chakra. So this is a base chakra, which traditionally isn't associated with Amitabha. Amitabha is associated sometimes with the throat chakra, or because of his association with love and metta, perhaps with the heart chakra, but not with the root chakra, which is traditionally red. But this is what is most present for me. And again, it's the dominance of the red colour.